Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Evan, the Browns did not come through last week. They are a 7.5-point favorite against the Bengals this week. What did that spread open up as, and what do you think of that game right now, Evan?
First of all, thanks for having me on,
guys.
The spread was, you know, earlier in the week, even before the Browns game last week, it was up to 10.5.
Yeah.
That line right now is 7 in favor of Baker and company. But just like we've seen recently, Cincinnati is getting a little bit of love by the market here. 62% of the tickets on the Bengals, 63% of the money. So people are not shy about taking Dalton and company off of their victory number uno.
So what do we think? I mean, if you had to play the game, would you bet the Browns or the Bengals?
I mean, the way I got to look at this one is the spread is probably pretty dead on.
You're right.
Mismatch. The biggest mismatch in this game, hands down, is Chubb and the running backs on Cleveland's side against that awful rush defense from Cincinnati. I'm going to look at some props on the Chubb side, most likely as the right play. Initially, you look at the weather. I've got some really, really smart people telling me the under's a good play, and 72% of the tickets is on the over right now. So that's an interesting trend in itself.
We're talking with Evan Abrams of the Action Network. Evan, two games that Browns fans will be paying attention to this week are both involving teams that are 2.5-point road favorites, the Titans at the Raiders and the Steelers at the Cardinals. Should Browns fans be hopeful that either of those home underdogs can win?
Yeah, funny you mention it, I like both of them. And I kind of like both of them for different reasons. Tennessee has played extremely well lately, beating divisional opponents, scoring 30-plus points in all those games, basically. And just their offense has been absolutely clicking behind Derrick Henry. But Oakland has really played better at home, significantly all across the board, from offense to sack rate. There's certain metrics where Oakland looked better. And if you can get the full three, especially now that we see Jacobs is practicing, he looks good to go for Oakland. I really do like the Oakland play. And from a Pittsburgh point of view, guys, Mike Tomlin is just such a rah-rah guy. He gets up for the good games, the games they need him for, and he doesn't come through with those games that are struggling, especially on those short road favorites. You saw it with Cincinnati, right? Just got the job done, and then you turn back, and he plays a great game against Cleveland in a must-win rah-rah spot. So, to me, there's just a lack of motivation on Pittsburgh's side, having to travel to Arizona and play this team. And there's just that's as simple as it goes, because Tomlin, 33-18-1 as a dog. So he just really gets up for those games.
Let me ask you about this Chargers-Jacksonville game, because the Jacksonville Jaguars have been kind of a mess here. They decided to go back to Minshew, and I think the line is 3, Chargers -3. In this one, it's kind of a meaningless game, but it's not meaningless if you're going to put some action down.
Yeah, of course. I mean, what a tough call when you see the biggest experts and the people that I'm talking to right now, Jacksonville looks like they've kind of given up. They just don't really care too much about this season. They're not putting up points. They're getting blown out by bad teams. Now, on the other side, you've got a Rivers squad and a Chargers team that are getting much healthier. Their safeties are back. Their secondaries are looking better. Now, the betting market this week, they can't really decide what to do. It's basically 50-50 on tickets. Jacksonville getting 51 right now. Now, the line opened at Chargers -1. It's basically ballooned about 1.5, 2-3. So, in my eyes, the right play is probably the over. It's gone down about 1.5 down to 43. If it keeps falling, which it might, you don't see it every week where you've got an NFL game that the majority of tickets are on the under. Doesn't happen too often, especially with the public. But if this keeps falling, I think I look at the total versus trying to decide which team's going to show up, you know?
Absolutely.
Yep, agreed.
Yep. Yep. Evan Abrams of the Action Network is with us. Evan, let's talk some college football. The Buckeyes play for the Big Ten Championship tomorrow, and they are a 16.5-point favorite. We are all expecting them to win. What say you about that?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so from an X and O's standpoint, Ohio State is the best team in the country in my eyes. They just have been. I have a ticket on them at 4-1. I just think it's beautifully set up. Now, Jonathan Taylor on the other side is the scariest object ahead of them in this Big Ten championship. But I think a first half play might be something more I want to look at versus than laying the 16.5. It's 8.5 at some spots for Ohio State. I think they do come out well, and I think they do win this game. But laying 16.5, not something I'm interested in. And Ohio State has been really, really well in the first half this year.
Here's what I like, Evan. I like tonight the Oregon +200 money line. What do you think about that? They've won three straight Pac-12 championships. I think it just adds chaos to the college football playoff.
I'm okay with the play. I mean, I have investments on Utah's side. I've got them to win the whole thing. I've got them at 25-1 to win the game.
Well, that's a hell of a bet now. That's a hell of a bet. Yeah.
A hell of a bet. Colin Wilson, I give him all the credit from our college football writer, got me on Utah at the beginning of the year. Now, so tonight, that's an easy wager for me. So here's the one bet I actually do like tonight. Utah secondary, number one in explosive plays. They don't allow anything. So I think a prop bet of Herbert under 250.5 is an interesting play in the game. I know you guys like that Oregon duck play, and I know some smart people on the 6.5. But to me, what Utah's done, one of the most impressive things. How about this one? This is Oregon's third game this season with a total below 50. They haven't done that since 2006. So the Pac-12 is a little bit different in the way they're playing.
Well, and I'll tell you what, Evan, I'm actually doing the show from Utah right now. I've college game here on Saturday, and the bars tonight are going to be downtown Ogden are going to be all Utes fans. So I don't know if I'll be maybe on the Oregon side, but I hear you on that one, man.
Yeah, very much. And listen, this is championship weekend. This is the most fun game. I mean, the other college play I do really like this weekend, I think Oklahoma rolls. I think the addition to CeeDee Lamb in that game is massive compared to. And also remember how nuts that first half versus second half was in that meeting earlier in the year. It was just two completely different games split down the middle. I just think this line doesn't make sense. It should be a little higher for Oklahoma on a neutral spot.
Evan, last thing, what's your best bet in the NFL this week?
My best bet in the NFL, let's go back to the sheet for a second. My best bet in the NFL this weekend, I mean, listen, I'm going to be on New England, and I'm going to be on New England for a few different reasons. I just think it's the right play. I like New England and the Rams. I think those are my two really confident plays. That line for the Rams is not right. There's problems in Seattle that I think the Rams can do a good job with in terms of their rush defense. And New England, if they run the ball, KC last in rush defense, and New England's last three games on the ground, 48-176 and four touchdowns, 35-173 and three. Belichick knows how to beat Kansas City.
Evan, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.